Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today's Thursday, June 28th, 2012. My name is Sally Baptist, and I'll be hosting the show tonight. My co-host is Charlie Klein, and he'll be joining us momentarily. Tonight, we're going to be talking about, well, you know what, Obamacare. We're going to get into everything that means. So if you're interested in getting into this discussion, you can call 347-857-4364. That's 347-857-4364. Make sure you press 1 to be placed in the host queue so that I know that you want to speak on the air. If you don't press 1, I won't know that you have a comment to share with everybody, and I'll just let you continue to listen out there. Today, I titled today's show, The Second American Revolution Starts Today, June 28th, 2012. I named it that because I really do believe that's what's happening. With what happened today, the meaning of the ruling from the Supreme Court, the ruling on Obamacare, health care, it is so telling in so many ways of what's happened to our country and where we are today in this country. I sent out an email to a lot of people, and I couldn't totally fit the information on the show page here, so I'm going to read what I sent out. Talk just a couple of minutes about it, and then we're going to open the line to everybody else to share their comments. And also, candidate Byron Donalds, he's running for Congress for Congressional District 19. He's a go candidate, a get-out-of-our-house candidate, and he's going to be calling in around 8:30 because he wanted to let us know what he was thinking about this, too. So we'll be talking to him after a while. But for right now, this is what I sent out in an email to as many people as I possibly could, and I posted it on FreedomWorks and Facebook and things like that. To all of my fellow American patriots, today is a very sad day for the United States of America. Today's Supreme Court ruling on health care is the ultimate proof that the United States of America has fallen. We are no longer a sovereign country. There is no rule of law. There are no borders. We are no longer a free people. It will take a revolution to restore the United States of America. Spread the word. The second American Revolution starts today, June 28, 2012. Will you stand up for liberty? And then I copied from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And in bold here, this is the part to understand and stress, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And I'm going to say that again, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Okay, that's the Declaration of Independence, people. That is critical for what is happening right this minute. With the Declaration, and I continued on, with this Declaration, we the people of the government of the USA, those elected to public office derive their powers from the American people. The elected public servant takes an oath to serve and to protect the American people in the Constitution of the United States of America. As an American citizen, you are responsible for those you elect to public service. Take back the United States in 2012. The second American Revolution starts today, June 28, 2012. The question for the true American patriot that believes in our organic Constitution, believes in our Declaration of Independence, we the people of a sovereign government, believes in the rule of law, believes in liberty and justice for all, and believes in the right to pursue happiness, are you ready to stand up and be counted? Are you ready to take back this government? If yes, then stop talking and do something about it. We must elect Ron Paul in November. Mitt Romney is a liberal progressive. We must not elect Mitt Romney. We must also take back both houses of Congress. We must reject the two-party system. We must reject all political parties. We must evict, fire every elected public servant from Congress. We must take action now. Please notice that I have not suggested any formal violence. Americans are peaceful but strong. The will of the people can prevail without any bloodshed. I stress, we the people can take back the United States of America without violence. And then I ask people to tune in tonight to talk about the second American Revolution. We must declare our independence from the corrupt USA, United States government of today. We must declare our independence from this government. And some will say that seems a little bit strong. I don't know. You know, I just know that what I saw today and the cowardness of the Chief Supreme Court Justice Roberts, it was unbelievable that he was the one who actually ultimately did this. But what has happened with Obamacare, if this doesn't wake people up, if this does not make you realize that we have to stand up and be counted and do something, then I don't think anything will, in that I think we have fallen. The as I was mentioning, I posted this information out on Facebook and FreedomWorks and stuff, and I had quite an interesting conversation or blog going in FreedomWorks. And in the chat room right now, I think I'm going to go ahead and post that link. And, okay, Marty is telling me that the audio is low. I'm trying to change that right now, so tell me, Marty, if that's sounding any better. Okay. And in the chat room, I put a link in there to Connect FreedomWorks if you want to participate in that blog. The blog was really interesting because it's very typical of some of the things that we have seen out there on the GOP side. It was people who are pro-GOP. It doesn't, you know, they're going to vote for Romney because he's the GOP. They don't care that Romney is a progressive liberal just like Obama in so many ways. They when you challenge them to vote for someone that actually believes in the Constitution like a Ron Paul, they just get all hyped up. And while this one person's telling me, if I don't vote for Romney, then I'm responsible for electing Obama, reelecting him, and all this typical GOP sheeple nonsense that we hear out there, this same person was accusing me of telling everybody that it was only my point of view that mattered, while I'm being accused of being the traitor if I don't vote for Romney. Romney is a liberal progressive. He supports the Patriot Act. He supports NDAA. He supports Bilderberg. He supports Agenda 21. He supports the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the NAFTA on steroids routine we talked about last night. What is it with you people? Are you so afraid to actually vote for somebody that stands for some kind of principle? You know, it totally, totally amazes me. I can't... And you know, of course, some of them were out there saying, well, Ron Paul's already said he's supporting Romney. Ron Paul never said he endorsed Romney. His son did. His son is playing politics, and his son has lost a lot of support and credibility from what he did, Rand Paul. But Ron Paul hasn't, so I sent the link telling him he was on Morning Joe last week and this kind of stuff. And then somebody tried to accuse me of something silly about American Statesman in Texas, Austin, Texas, some other group that's a liberal, and whatever. I mean, it was just kind of interesting. So I have put the link out there in the chat room. If you want to go to FreedomWorks into this group, and it's called 100 Million Patriots, and post your comments out there. It was just interesting that these people are so afraid if you don't vote for Romney. They are the true GOP sheeple out there. They're okay with that. They you know, and to me, as I've said in the past, as we've talked about here on American Statesman, it really doesn't matter who ends up in that White House right now. It's really more to do with Congress. If we don't clean out the two houses of Congress and get people who will actually repeal Obamacare and start getting back to the Constitution, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, as it stands today, as we are in this country at this moment today, I believe we have fallen. The United States of America has fallen. As I said, we have no sovereign government. We have people don't reject our Constitution. They reject our liberties. We have no freedom. We have no liberties. It's just, how are we the United States of America? How is this the United States of America? How is this any different than what happened with the fall of the Roman Empire? But, I mean, we have fallen. And the only hope is that we will do something, we will stand up and take it back, which is a revolution. And, again, I don't by any means think that means bloodshed. I don't think we have to do that. I think we can definitely take it back without that. But anyway, this is just kind of what I was thinking today on this stuff, and I'm going to go ahead and get Charlie involved here in this discussion and let him chime in. And then I see John's going to be wanting to talk, too, in just a minute, so we'll get you in there, too, in just a minute, John. So, Charlie, how are you doing, and what are you thinking about what happened today?
Well, I'm doing just fine, but let's hear what John has to say.
Oh, okay. Let's go to John. Okay, John, what are you thinking?
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
Doing
well,
great.
Slightly depressed, but we're doing okay.
I hear you. I sent you guys an email a short while ago, I don't know if you got it, about what Mr. Klayman plans to do on what happened today. I don't know if you guys read it or been to your email.
No, I haven't.
He basically said that Justice Roberts and Justice Kagan had violated their oath of office today because Kagan was kind of an architect of Obamacare and should have never been able to vote on it. And my mind is just jammed. He plans on assembling or impaneling a citizen grand jury in Florida to possibly indict both of them for violation of oath of office.
Good.
And I think that's great news, as well as there's another hearing tomorrow as far as getting Obama off the ballot at 9 a.m. I really think this guy deserves everyone's support because he is just spearheading.
I can't hear anything what you're saying. I'm not sure if you're on a cell phone near some kind of. Okay.
Far away. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I think the people need to support this man because he has no fear against these politicians, kind of like we do, and he has the backing to go after them, and that's exactly what he plans on doing.
That's good. I'd love to be on that panel or on that.
Yeah, you and me both. You both should be there.
Because
I don't know any of the specifics outside of the email that I received from George Miller there, but I'm sure it'll start unraveling here pretty soon.
Uh-huh. Well, go ahead.
He had I believe he filed a motion to Chief Justice Roberts and the Supreme Court and asked the justices to recuse her. And she did not. And that right there is a violation of her oath because being that she participated in the architecture of Obamacare, that's a direct conflict of interest and should have never been able to be allowed to vote on that.
Right, and she was one of the votes for it, so that made it 5-4.
No, she was for it, correct.
That's right. So that was 5-4 with Justice Roberts. So that definitely,
correct.
If anybody has something to do with the drafting of a bill that is unquestioned by the Supreme Court, they should not be voting on it. They should recuse themselves for the good of the country. But now what she has to do is she has tainted the vote of the Supreme Court, and actually, how would you say, not tainted, actually she has diminished the, the high standards of the Supreme Court. That we all
hold. The credibility. The standards, yes.
Right. She has actually violated that by not recusing herself because, Yes, I'm a Supreme Court justice. Yes, I worked on this thing, but yes, I'm going to vote on it anyway because I believe in it. So there's the whole thing. I mean, she definitely should not have been on that vote at all. I mean, he should have made sure that she recused herself because he is the one. Go ahead.
If you don't mind, I was going to read a paragraph out here for the other people that are on the call that may not have gotten this email.
Oh, definitely.
And, it says, claimant issued this statement in light of these facts. Chief Justice Roberts and his colleague must now be held to account to the American people. By refusing to disqualify Kagan and then writing the majority opinion, which upholds the unconstitutional violation of the freedoms the Constitution grants to we the people, Roberts and Kagan have violated their oath of office and must be subject to a possible indictment by a citizen's grand jury. Ironically, the court has previously held that the grand jury belongs to the people, and it does, and not the other three branches of government. Following established grand jury procedures, I will impanel a grand jury in Florida and seek the indictment of Chief Justice Roberts and Kagan. The framers of our Constitution created the citizens' grand jury for the people as found in the Fifth Amendment. By so doing, they created a legal mechanism to hold corrupt judges and politicians accountable under our criminal laws, thereby hoping to avoid another revolution as occurred in 1776.
Oh, boy.
Exactly true.
Right. And you sent that to us, too, on the email then, right?
Yes.
So we can disseminate that out to our people.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Good. All right.
And
we'll do that.
And for some reason, if you do not get it, either notify me or go to the – it's on the ObamaBallotChallenge.com site.
Okay. All right. And how would it be that they go ahead and do the same thing with Eric Holder? At least send a warning to ISA that if he doesn't really go after this in the manner in which it would be appropriate for the Terry family and we the people to get that information before the election, that maybe we should convene a grand jury for that and go after that and hold the whole Congress in contempt, or those who voted, those who didn't vote for his contempt.
I believe my personal opinion is they may be wasting their time with the court system because we know how corrupt that is.
Yeah.
And that's just going to delay things. If it were me, I would be skipping over to that and just going right to the grand jury.
That's what I'm saying. Can't we do a grand jury on the Holder situation? Because that looks like definitely withholding evidence. In a criminal case.
Oh, yeah. Mass and as a murder, you know.
That's right. It's a criminal case. And that includes the murder of innocent Mexicans.
Yeah.
That is
federal agent.
That's a federal agent. And also, if you take a look at it, aiding the enemy and abetting the enemy and granting comfort to the enemy, which happens to be the drug cartels.
Correct.
Because they gave them comfort by making sure that they had AK-47s and the ammunition and everything else to go with it.
Yep.
And I'm saying is when they withhold evidence and they will not disclose it, then you know there's something wrong in it. And
sure.
we need to do the same thing with that, because they're saying you can't do it. Well, there is one thing that I notice when I read the Constitution.
There is nothing we can't do.
That's right. It says the federal government, then it reverts back to the state or to the people. Well, naturally, it's to the people because the Constitution says we the people, not we the Congress,
right.
Not we the president, we the people.
And every one of these elected public servants are paid by we the people.
Everybody's paid by we the people. Even
That's
welfare
right.
is paid by we the people.
Yeah.
That's right.
We are... Yes, they are paid by the people. There's no doubt on that part. But the thing is here, we have to keep reminding ourselves that they have trashed the Constitution. We can talk all we want about what the Constitution is, but right now the Constitution's null and void. They're not following it.
It's null and void in their minds, but not in our minds.
Okay, getting back to what we've talked about we the people versus the ballot box establishment and taking action, the civil action and criminal action for the violation of fiduciary duties and things like that, it's all great if you can find somebody in the judicial system that's honest. So when the cancer has gone totally through the system the way it is, it doesn't matter what we say or do or what the Constitution says or does. It is null and void because they don't follow it. That's why we have to have a second revolution. That's why we need to declare our independence from this corrupt government of 2012. And I love hearing that the Constitution says this and that, but can we find a court that's actually going to uphold the Constitution? The Supreme Court doesn't.
I'll tell you what, when we file our complaint, we're going to find out. Because if they aren't, then we're going to add them to the complaint on the fiduciary, and then we will eventually get out there, and we'll even go after the media, because we've already got Tina working on that. And I'll tell you what, things are going to start perking up now, because people, with what's happening now in this latest today, you better believe the word's going to get out there, and the Tea Parties are going to probably start perking up again. But this time the Tea Parties are going to be, how would you say, more and more in line with doing something instead of saying, well, we're going to go ahead and correct the wrongs of the Republican Party. I believe a lot of people who are Republicans are going to realize that nothing's getting done, just like in the Democrat Party. Nothing's getting done because the two of them are fighting each other all the time.
I really think an important thing is, too, is like Bruce talks about all the time, is we cannot let this man make it to the election.
No.
And let's just say hypothetically he doesn't, like for something happens. And Romney's there and Ron Paul is there. I believe Ron Paul will overpower Romney because of the way. Pardon me?
I'm agreeing with you.
The biggest problem we have with that is that Romney has all the big money behind him, and Ron Paul does not have that, and the media is blocking him.
Right.
And I see that as a big issue.
Well, and do you know that Tina is working on that, because she showed us to us in 99-360, Sally, or 390 of the FCC codes?
It's a violation.
Violation.
FCC
they are in violation of their own code.
390.
Okay, they are 99-390, the FCC codes, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox local news stations are in violation of it because they are not telling we the people what we're entitled to know, and they are supposed to be disseminating information on both sides of it. The good and the bad, the Democrat and the Republican, the yes and the no's. They're not supposed to go ahead and say, well, we love Obama, and we're only going to talk about Obama. No, they got to talk about all the other things, too, and they are not doing it. So they're in violation of the use of our airwaves.
Absolutely. That we pay for.
That's right. We pay for them. Everything that happens in this country is paid for by the taxpaying government of America, we the people. And
that's
I believe now, from this thing here, I believe that we need to start pushing for lowering the wages of our elected officials, our federal officials, to like $6,000 a month, which would be about $72,000 a year. And
I'm with you.
And that they work in their district 3 weeks out of the year, or out of the month, 3 weeks out of the month, in the district where we can get to them, like next door to a major grocery store or something like that in a small strip mall where there's good parking area, not in these high-rise bank buildings or in these office buildings where you have to go into covered parking and pay to get there, because we want to be able to get to our representatives and not just have the risk to get there. We need access to our representatives. And then 1 week we'll fly them up to Washington where they can leave on a Saturday be in Washington Saturday, Sunday, and then they can work Monday through Friday and come back Saturday and Sunday, and then be back to work on, say, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday after the following week. And that's what we need to start saying. This is what we want our servants to do for us. If you don't want that, then don't run for office. Because what we've been doing is we've been trusting them on their based on their promises, and they have been violating their fiduciary duty to we the people. And that's another thing that I am so happy Tom sent me that fiduciary violation from Blackstone.
Every day they're doing it. Every single day, every minute that they're there, they're violating.
That's right, because they're campaigning instead of working for we the people.
That's right.
Well, I'm anxious to look at that thing, and I'll tell you what, it would be great if Larry Klayman would go ahead and select Sally or me to be on that grand jury, because we would be very unbiased.
Well, I think you can get in contact with him, and if you can't, he's got that site, Judicial Watch or Freedom Watch, and it has a number. Let me see this number here. Hold on a minute. I had a number where you can... It says, to schedule an interview with Mr. Klayman, contact Adrian Mazzoni. And this is over in your guys' neck of the woods, I think, on the other coast. I'll give you a phone number if you'd like and an email.
You got something to write, Sally? Because I don't have it.
You can go ahead and say it for everybody who's listening, and then you can send me an email on it.
Yeah, I'll just send you the link to this page. It's 56. Her name is Adrian, Adrienne Mazzoni, Mazzoni. Phone number is 561, area code 750-9800, extension 210.
Okay, 561. 561. 750-9800, and the name is Adrian Mazzoni.
Right, extension 210.
Extension 210, okay.
Yeah. And then email address is A Mazzoni, Mazzoni, at trans, TRANS, media, MEDIA, group. GROUP.com.
Okay. Gotcha.
And when you decide to contact her, you know, maybe a good idea to send her that complaint that you guys got as well.
Send her our complaint. Oh, I got you. Okay. That's a good idea.
Sure.
And also the fiduciary thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. That would be good, because I'll tell you what. After what happened today, now, a lot of people are talking about it, and they're even doing that spin on it now where, you know, Roberts went this way so that he wouldn't be disrupting the Commerce Clause. But then now the tax thing, he's dumping in Obama's lap, is what they're trying to say on Fox News. So that now, where Obama's been promising no taxes for the middle class, especially
right.
if they're under $250,000, because of Obamacare, everybody under $250,000 is going to be subjected to the Obamacare tax. Now, he's going to try to call it something else, but then that's going to be illegal because, like I said, Justice Roberts was trying to avoid, how would you say, interfering with the Commerce Clause.
That was crazy. I don't know why anybody, you know, that was one of the stupidest things. I mean, if that was truly his logic, then he's pretty stupid. He shouldn't be the chief Supreme Court justice up there. But the whole point is it should have been. And just like the other said, I mean, can you imagine Kennedy was up there saying the whole thing in its entirety is unconstitutional. The whole thing should be wiped out. They should have said it's a violation of the Commerce Clause. So, you know, I don't know where they come up with that stuff. That to me, made no sense.
Political.
So if you notice, every time Obama speaks, he's lying.
Right.
Now, I was told, and I don't know how true it is, but it's against the Quran and the Muslim religion if you tell the truth. That's why he never tells the truth.
I don't know about that, but okay.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that before. You just reminded me.
I
have heard that. In other words, they are not, it's okay for people who believe in the Muslim religion, it's okay for them to lie to other people.
The only thing I ever heard him say that was the truth, that he was born in Kenya.
And then, of course, he changed that story.
And if you recall, when he got elected, when he was taking his oath, Justice Roberts is the one that screwed up the inauguration.
True.
And it's just funny how he's in the picture today.
Well,
me and my neighbor.
But don't forget how Roberts got there. It was good old Bush.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. But when they had to he had to take his oath behind closed doors because he screwed it up in front of millions of people.
Right.
You know?
And there was something else, too, that was coming out about what's happening. Oh, Pelosi. I got something in the email that says that
I sent that to you.
You sent that to me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, about the 49 states all said that, you know, they accepted him based on the information that they had and one state didn't.
And I don't know if you've seen it was in there or the one that Arnie sent out. This is the third time this ethics violation has been filed against her. And they are not doing anything about it.
Well, there's one thing that we're also finding out, too, now is her comment, yeah, we have to pass the bill before we know what's in it. Okay? So I'm saying is that tells us that Congress, the majority of Congress, failed to read the bill, Obamacare, and they voted for it. That is a violation of their fiduciary duty to we the people to know what they're voting for.
That's right.
They have spent the expenditure of money on Obamacare before it was officially known as to what the contents were. The fact that they voted for something into law without knowing what's in it, and the fact that it was done on a bipartisan where it was only done by the Democrats, means that there is something wrong with Congress because no bill should be passed on a partisan basis. So they don't have any kind of rules. They are allowed to have their own rules, but their rules are supposed to be of honest intent to make sure that they do the job for the people. So now I don't care if it's 150 years ago and Congress says we are going to have the two parties and they're going to vote either way and it will go with it. They are supposed to be voting on a bipartisan situation for the good of the deal, which means they should be held to the highest standard, ethical standard, and that means if this bill that went out for even against Eric Holder, it should have been passed by 50% of the total count should have been Democrats and the ones and Republicans, but they don't have that. They say no, it can be done by either party, and that's wrong. Because each party now has developed their own agenda.
And it should have never been voted on in the middle of the night where the people never seen what was happening.
That's a violation of the fiduciary, so that's why Sally and I are working on that now. Because we're getting ready to file our complaint.
Yeah.
We are working on that now, and it's going to be done very soon. Target date.
Sally.
18th. Yep.
I'm sorry. I don't want to tie up the chat. So if you got anybody else that wants to chime in, have at it. I just wanted to help out as much as I can because I am furious myself.
Well, we need you
right
on
now,
here. If there's nobody else, Sally?
Well, no. There's other listeners out there, but they haven't pushed the one to speak. And
we've
got Byron Donalds. He's going to call in sometime around 8:30, so we've got some time from that. But true to the questions, 347-857-4364, press 1 if you want to speak on the air. If you don't press 1, then we don't bug you and just let you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this guy that says, how do you think the 16th Amendment was passed that fueled all of this?
Well, everything that's happened, nothing, you know, this government didn't get so out of control. This cancer didn't develop overnight. This is all stuff that has happened over time, and it's been because we the people have become we the sheeple. We just did what we were told. We ignored. We went and voted and said, okay, well, I voted. I don't have to do anything else. I don't have to pay attention to what they're doing. I trust them. Well, never trust, but anyway, or the trust and verify routine. And so we sat on the sidelines while they gnawed away at our rights, while they passed NAFTA, while they passed NDAA, while they passed the Patriot Act. And, I mean, these are more recent things, but, of course, the 16th Amendment. You know, we were talking a little bit about the 16th Amendment last night. The 16th Amendment was to tax profits, not labor. It's just amazing how many ways that we've been converted. You know, somebody in the blog on FreedomWorks, somebody called me a communist. Because I was supporting Ron Paul, I must be a communist. I mean, how ridiculous can you get on that one? But, you know, the fact is we're already we've fallen and we've been converted to a bunch of communism in many ways, socialist sheeple society. We're a bunch of serfs. That's what we are.
If you're a communist, what are they?
Well, it was just so stupid. I mean, if you're going to support Romney and call me a communist for supporting Ron Paul, and as I said to one of them at one point in one of my blogs, I did say they were drinking way too much of that GOP Kool-Aid. Well, now we do have somebody else who wants to chime in here. So let's see. The last four digits of their phone number is 1111. Caller, you're on the air.
We know who that is.
Thank you very much. This is Marty. I called in last night.
Yep.
And I just want to hit again for the people listening out there. It's important that we get people behind our cause. There's so many people out there that support our cause that don't know that they support our cause. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Our American media, as April mentioned, has basically misled the American people for at least two generations now, going on three. And at current, what they're doing is they're telling people that a vote for Ron Paul is a vote for Romney, and that's absolutely false. A vote for Ron Paul is a vote for your freedom.
Right.
I'm really unpreferential, you know, whether it be Paul or Johnson, but what the problem is we're still divided because some people support Johnson, some people support Paul, and if we could just get together on one page, I think, you know, the people who support Johnson will move over to Paul. The people who support Paul move over towards Johnson. There's really not a great divide between us. But what's important is that we get out and talk to people. If you've got an Occupy Wall Street out there around you, you would be surprised how receptive these kids are to the idea of abolishing the Federal Reserve. And to talk to them in context of freedom in our American history, you have to realize that these kids went through a public school system, a lot of them, and weren't taught correctly the history of our United States. They weren't taught what freedom really is. They were taught how to rely upon the government the same way they watched their parents doing. You know, so, I mean, that's where the entitlement mindset's coming from in this country. And if you started to explain to them the meaning of if you go to work and you make a dollar, you keep it in your pocket, and you make responsible decisions, believe it or not, the better than 50% of Occupy Wall Street will agree with us. Same way the Tea Party agrees with us, a lot of them folks. The repatriation of funds is what really scares me. I think, honestly, it's a bigger issue than the health care that we're combating now. We've got companies that left our shores to go overseas, and with the repatriation of funds like they did in 2004, both parties united under the repatriation of funds that gave a $2 trillion tax break to the companies that moved offshore. that $2 trillion was money that Congress had allotted for. And because that money's missing out of the congressional budget, that's $2 trillion more dollars that we had to borrow from China to keep the streetlights on here.
Mm-hmm.
And how our media could portray a vote for Ron Paul as a vote for Obama is absolutely absurdly beyond my comprehension. And I can't believe the people that fall into that.
Yeah.
Well, they even said that. You know. I mean, they even continue with this garbage that they were telling me after I said, what are you talking about? You have got the delegates of the Republican Party filing suit against the Republican Party over Romney. Doesn't that mean something to you people out there? You people who are diehard Republicans? You can't even, your delegates are opposing your party. They're opposing them to the point that they have filed suit in court and are going after them asking for an injunction against what they have done.
How widespread is that movement?
Very wide. I can send you the actual complaint. I can put the link out there. I'm trying to find, what did I do with my copy of it here? Because the part on it, if I can get to the right part, where it talks about, okay, I'm going to get there in just a minute, but I'm going to track it down, but I'm going to read the part where it talks about what the Republican Party has done to its delegates. And when you go through and you look at the actual complaint, and I'll put the link out there in the chat room for people to go to it, look at the list. The list is from all the states all over the place. This is massive what these delegates are saying. Let me do that while you guys keep talking.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I was concerned with basically how big the movement was that was afoot to hold the Republican Party responsible for their recording of the votes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we heard an awful lot during the primaries and all that about different places where Ron Paul had all kinds of votes going, but then they even turned around and the Republican Party miscounted them. They lost counts up in Chicago. And, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous where the parties. That's why Sally and I made that complaint out, we the people versus the ballot box establishment. We found out that in the state of Florida, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are almost like the ones that own the ballot box, and the ballot box belongs to we the people.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you.
And who gave Spain the right to count our votes when the votes should be counted by we the people in America?
That's right.
Now the thing is, we need to start telling people we don't want computers, touchstone computers. We want to make sure we have a hard copy where the people actually make a mark on the cardboard or whatever it is on the paper itself, and then it's slid into a machine, and that way we have a count of how many ballots are in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, excuse me one second real quick. Let me read. This is, and I put the link out there in the chat room so anybody can go get the whole copy of the complaint. But let me read this one paragraph of this complaint. Plaintiffs allege that in almost every state in the United States, defendants engaged in a scheme to intimidate and harass delegates who were supporting a candidate that the defendants did not approve of. This harassment included the use of violence, intimidating demands that delegates sign affidavits under penalty of perjury with the threat of criminal prosecution for perjury, as well as financial penalties and fines if the delegate fails to vote as instructed by the defendants rather than vote the delegate's conscience as mandated by U.S. statutes and U.S. Supreme Court decisions cited. That is part of their complaint.
Well,
that's against the Republicans.
Correct.
Well, part of the reason this is going on, and I did some looking into it, that because it's a private Republican Party caucus, there's really no legal grounds that we could hold the Republican Party responsible for their inept counting of the votes. I mean, we know what's going on as the Paul supporters, as the sane people out there in the Republican Party. But what's happening is that basically their Republican Party caucus is nothing more than a block club electing a night watch commander.
That's right.
There's no greater, you know, it's on parallel in legality. And what we need to do is we need to change that itself.
Well, the thing about it is, what you just said was the Republican Party is holding their own primaries. We have to make sure that we, the people, are not helping to pay for those primaries through our taxes and through the supervisor of elections to assist them, because if you're not a Republican, you have no right to vote in it. And
exactly.
Therefore, there should be no. See, that's one of the things that Sally and I have in our complaint. They actually had a mandate, a referendum, in the primary for January 31st in this closed Republican primary, and I happened to get one of those things, and it was to give authority to the Orange County Board of Commissioners the right to decide how much of a tax break to give to new and old companies who hire full-time employees, to, you know, as an incentive to hire employees. Now, that is on a closed Republican primary election where the Democrats aren't going to go vote, and a lot of independents aren't going to go vote either. Even if they do get that thing, they're not going to look at the doggone thing in the mail and say, well, why? I'm not going to go there for this vote. Because referendum should have been on the general election. So,
but Charlie, that's not truly the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican Party in collusion with the state, you can say, but it's the state that comes up with this notion of having closed primaries. That's not the Republican Party. I'll definitely grant you that they work in collusion with each other. And
right.
And it's the Orange County Commission who played the games to put it on a closed primary like that, because they knew
right.
it would disenfranchise many voters. So, I mean,
right.
there are multiple violations of the ballot box, but I don't think that's quite this piece of what's happening with the Republican process. The Republican, the other piece of this, it doesn't matter, truthfully, it doesn't even matter, based on the Republican rules, if you're a member of the Republican Party, you're a member of the Republican Country Club of Delegates, whatever, if you look at their rules, I think it's Rule 11 and a Rule 38, when it comes to the convention, the delegates have the right to vote their conscience. It doesn't truly even matter what happens in the primary. When they get to that that convention, because, again, it's a private entity, the Republican Party, DNC, RNC, private entities that have the have control over their club, because if you're a Republican, you're part of the club of the Republican Party, and their rules say the delegates have the right to vote the way they want to at the convention. Case closed. And they're being intimidated and threatened if they do that.
Well,
yeah.
last April, just to give you guys a quick idea, I'm in New York State, Western New York. Last April, we had the Republican primary here, and I stopped to talk to about 8 or 9 people, I'd say, coming out of the polling place. I didn't catch them before they went into the polls because I wasn't sure on how far away I had to be from the door in order to speak on behalf of a candidate. And there's very specific rules in New York State regards to that. But I caught them as they were leaving, and I just briefly, I said, you know, hey, I want to catch your ideas, introduce myself, and the overwhelming majority, I'm telling you, 4 or 5 of those people that came out of that poll were well-versed enough with the situation, whereas they voted for Ron Paul. But yet, all of a sudden, mysteriously, when those numbers came out, and the funny part is that not one of the people I talked to voted for Romney. Not one single person I talked to voted for Romney. A couple for Santorum and one for Gingrich. And all the rest were Paul supporters.
And how about how many people did you ask?
I probably 8 or 9.
8 or 9, okay.
You know, I mean, so the overwhelming majority were Paul supporters. And here we are, New York State sends up the numbers, and it's, I think it was like 17% went to Paul. I forget exactly, but I was totally outraged.
Yeah,
And there's no accountability to the Republican Party for fudging those numbers.
No.
And, you know, so basically we have the establishment who say, let me draw the following. You're my congressman. I own a business. I apply for a grant. Now, if I'm going to support your campaign, you're going to give me and fight for that grant money, my behalf. Now
right.
I return a gift to your campaign out of that grant money. So, I mean, these are taxpayer dollars that are supplying the grant to begin with.
That's right.
And I mean, it just fuels the machine. And this is what people must understand. It's I'm driving myself absolutely crazy here thinking about the way to basically flip their apple cart on them, and I think the best way to do it is to try and get the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street to unite under one common agenda, which is to end federal income tax and restore the pre-1861 Civil War income tax system, whereby the companies supplied the money necessary to run our federal government.
Right.
And
And the more
I consider Ron Paul's thoughts upon this, the more it makes sense to me, because if you get rid of that federal money, that giant pool of money that they're taking from every individual in the United States, and you replace that with what our founding fathers told us, you know, the import excises, the Article 1, Section 8, if we restore that, that money won't be there to fight over. And without the
right.
money there to fight over, everything else is going to fall in line.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thanks so much for taking my call. I've got to get going here. I can't keep the phone tied up. And the job you guys are doing is wonderful. Please keep it up.
Well, call in anytime. We're on Mondays and Thursdays, and also Wednesday night at 9 to 11. We've been doing that now the last 4 weeks.
The future of our country depends on you.
Well,
thank you so much.
Keep
we together. Appreciate your call.
And you looked at our complaint, and also you know about fiduciary, right?
Yes, and I'll be backing you guys up the best I can.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thank you, and God bless.
Uh-huh. Okay, John, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good, because I thought that was a very, very informative call. He's been on our show before, and he's always got some very, very enlightening information about what's wrong with our country. And he really puts it over really nice. We like him.
Yes, very good.
Yep.
We need
well,
all the help we can
is,
get.
Go ahead.
We need all the help we can get.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it. And the
I
thing
know
is,
you guys,
the thing is here in Florida, is this situation with the, you know, $10,000 to get on the ballot because of Republicans, I believe that the Democrat and Republican parties across this country have taken over the ballot box, and that's why we're having a hard time, because you go to any hobnob and all that, you have to be on the ballot. They've come up with the rules through the legislatures and all that on how we get on the ballot with the ridiculous petitions that people have to give you their date of birth and their addresses and everything else and their phone number. And now with this, you know, identity theft, they're more and more reluctant to give anything out. So it should be just a straight fee, a reasonable fee, not more than $500 in any state to run for a federal office is what the filing fee should be, because it doesn't cost that much money to handle the papers. But the thing is we need to have ballot access for anybody who wants to run. And the biggest thing that would help us is we get something like the goal process going, or what is that, right? Okay, right, independent, is it .org? Sally, that was on yesterday.
It was rightindependent.org. That's correct. That was Judy's website.
Judy's
She's
website, rightindependent.org, has people on it running for office who are not necessarily Republicans and Democrats, but you can pick up or go in there, pick out your state and locale, and you'll find out who's running in your area who is not a Democrat and Republican or who's going to be running against them. And then also with the GO process, which is a process to put somebody in on the ballot who is your neighbor. The thing we have to do as a people is to say, now, we don't want petitions, and we want somebody to be able to pay $500 to get on there and be recognized by, let's say, the GO process, Right Independent, or any other organization that is actually vetting the candidates for Congress. Not like we have the Democrat Party not vetting the president, the incumbent president, which they failed to do grievously against We the People. And I still believe that something's going to happen there that is going to implode the Democrat Party big time and also the Republican Party big time, because anybody who fails to show their personal information when they are the president of the United States is hiding something. And with this fast and furious failure to present the documents that are asked for, that is more indication of the failure to disclose the secrecy of a White House, the secrecy against the people of the United States. To me, that is a treasonous act. That's a violation of trust and a violation of all the ethics. And if and because the Democrat and Republican parties and our the Senate and the Congress are failing to do their fiduciary duty to see that the Constitution is upheld at all costs. They are ignoring it. And therefore, it is time for we the people to go after them. And once we start going after them, I do believe that some judge somewhere is going to be honoring our complaints, or else they will soon be on the same list. And somehow, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a paper revolution where we may wind up putting judges in prison for failing to do their fiduciary responsibility of upholding the Constitution. Because it does come back to we the people. And we do have a lot of people who love this country. There are over 23 million veterans who signed a blank check made payable to the people of the United States for the value of their life. Because that's what a veteran was willing to do, is die for this country, just like our founding fathers were. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we do have people out there who are willing to pick up that pen and pencil and actually go ahead and do what is right for this great country. And I hope it doesn't come to anything worse than a pen and pencil. But it all depends on restoring honesty in our government. And it's up to we the people to do it.
Well, I can tell you, in my own opinion, for whatever that's worth, my own opinion, the only way anything is really going to happen is if we have a massive, I'll call it a protest, invasion, whatever you want to call it, of Capitol Hill. The people have to flood Washington, D.C. We have to flood the Corporation of the United States, which is Washington, D.C., and do something that way to actually get in their face. And I'm not talking about going with guns or anything stupid like that. I'm talking about a massive invasion of the people. If you could, you know, get the majority, not however many people, I'm not sure how many people can even fit in D.C., but we know there were a lot of people there.
About
back,
2 million.
But 9-12, but for us to truly go over there and say, you know what, you're not going to come in this building and continue doing business like you're doing today. You're going to have to climb over us. You're going to have to kill us. And we'll, you know, and at the same time, when we talk about that kind of stuff, we really have to try to figure out and understand. Well, we know what Sheriff Joe Arpaio will do and what the constitutional sheriffs out there will do and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is going to happen with our military? And because they're out there turning this into a police state, have they converted our military that will come against us, or do they have a separate police force that will come against us? If we, and I'm just talking about having massive, what if 5 million people ended up in D.C., you know, tomorrow or whenever?
Well, let's say when Congress is in session, because we don't want to have it when they're not in session. We want to make sure that they are there to see that we are there.
Well, they were having sessions today, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. No, I'm talking about like in September, early September or something like that, where they are actually there and they're not campaigning. And if they happen to leave, we need to make sure we have a backup group who are going to be standing in front of their homes here in their district. or in front of their offices in their district. And when we start doing something like that, they're going to see that we, the people, are really ticked off. But it's going to take somebody who has the ear of everybody, and Glenn Beck still has a lot of people listening to him, and I know Neil Bortz does, and Rush Limbaugh, but Rush is more like a Republican than anything. Neil Bortz is more like an independent. But then, you know, I don't know about Fox News. They're probably too, everybody else is probably too scared to even get involved. But the thing is we've got the Internet. We've got a lot of people with communication, and all we have to do is maybe pick up a date and say, let's all meet in Washington and present them with our demands to correct it or kick them out of office.
Oh, maybe it should be another 9/12 event. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Another 9/12, yeah.
Another 9/12 event. You know, you just think about 9/12 everything.
9/12 and 2012.
Yeah.
How's that sound? 9/12, 2012.
Yeah.
Well, that would be a great one. 9/12 and 2012. We got 4 months to do that.
9/12, yeah. Well, yeah. So September 12th of 2012.
That's right.
So yeah, I mean, maybe we should start putting that out there. Start getting people to think about having another 9/12, where
yeah.
and everybody. I mean, we'll have twice as many people there as what we did the last time. And I mean, that place was packed. I mean, we were there. We know what it was like.
And what we need to do is check out on what day is 9/12/2012. And to make sure that Congress is in, it's not around a holiday because Labor Day is usually around the 6th or 7th. So it'll be the weekend after.
Okay, 9/12 is on a Wednesday this year. It's on a Wednesday.
Now I've got to just find out if Congress is in session on 9/12 or if they're home.
Yep.
And if they're home,
yeah,
on 9/12, we go in front of every elected official's office. But it would be better if we went to Washington. They were in session going to Washington. That would be the best.
And you know what? At the same time, now, of course, we're focusing right now on the federal government because of what has happened on this stuff. But you know
right.
what? We need to do the same thing at every state capitol. The state capitol have failed, too. I mean, we have to understand this is not strictly the federal government, even
That's
though
right.
we're focusing on them because of the stuff that has happened today and how they truly have been the ringleader. They're the, and of course, but I mean, the states gave up their sovereignty to the federal government by the garbage they've done, you know, so I mean, it's, there's still
a couple of emails out might just start rejuvenating that and all the way across, you know, we got some people that, you know, you've got a big list on that. I've got a lot of people that I can send to, and we can just say, 9/12/2012,
yeah.
Nonviolent revolution.
We're going to present a demand of, the notice to Congress. We're going to present them in person to every senator, representative, and the president, whatever. We're going to say, especially, you know, the demand notice that I'm talking about, as many of you know from Bruce Olson had sent it out. It was the Arizona Sentinel. For us to go to Congress and demand that they follow the Constitution and present that's what it is, it's a demand notice kind of thing, saying it's time for that, but and we will take our demand notices and hand deliver them to them. It is time for you to follow the Constitution or something like that. But
right,
anyway,
yeah.
The point is...
Well, I'm sure once with the people that hear us now and the ones that we talk to on when we get in back in our computers and start emailing them, all we have to do is just say that we are, what do you think of a 9/12/2012 march on the capitals, on the elected?
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday. Locally,
yeah.
Statewide, local, state, and federal.
Right.
Because a lot of people can afford to go to Washington, D.C., who live in that area. And I'm saying they could present the things to Washington. Then we can get a bunch of Tea Partiers here to go to Tallahassee and to the Orange County Commission also offices and also the mayor and present them there. And we just have to come up with the right kind of a thing, and we've got about 3 months to do it in.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, you know, truthfully, people who are going to do this have to understand that you're probably not going to be able to just do it for one day. You're probably going to need to be up there or plan on being at your capital, wherever it is, for more.
Oh, yeah,
than
like
that.
Tuesday, Wednesday,
but,
Thursday, but Wednesday would be the big day.
Yes, maybe we should call come up with something saying it's
Freedom
Week.
What do you think, John?
I'm sorry, Charlie, I was talking to someone here.
What do you think of this idea about doing a 9/12/2012?
It sounds like a great idea.
You know, I mean, like Sally was saying, is actually go ahead and say, put our demands down and say, this is what we want done, and we're going to do it now, and do it on a federal, state, and local basis so that people who can't go to Washington can do something here in town, and we got enough I think the Tea Parties are going to start getting up in arms because of this Obamacare situation, and also this Fast and Furious, the drag and the feet. Because I think it's time we modernize the rules and regulations of Congress to bring them back down off of their high pedestal and put them down to where they belong as servants to the people. Instead
That's right.
Of dictators.
They're supposed to serve the people.
Yeah, instead of dictating to the people and ignoring the people. And
exactly.
And
9/12/2012 has a nice ring to it.
Yes, it does.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're not going to leave town until you repeal Obamacare. So
That's
go
right.
in there and repeal Obamacare. I don't care what you want. It's not about what you, the Senate, wants, because we know the House will repeal it. We've got enough people in the House. It's not what you want. It's what we want. Do you forget who
That's
you
right.
work for?
Absolutely.
And, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Anybody who's going to get involved in this kind of thing is going to have to understand it's not going to be a one-day event. This is going to be you have to be willing to go up there and say, hey, we're going to be the squatters. We're not going away until things change.
And I'll tell you what, it's 9/12/2012 is on a Wednesday. And
yep.
they should be in office. But if they aren't, we do it on a local basis too. Because
yep.
then we won't have to travel so far. We can do it right here in front of their homes and in front of their offices and everything else and say, you get together right now. Then I'm sure there's a lot of people up in the Washington, New York area who will be happy to go over to Washington, D.C. and make sure that they make an appearance there. I mean, if I
oh,
lived
yeah.
up there, I'd drive there and I'd drive back home every day, but I would make sure that I was there for 9/12, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to make sure the word got out to each and every elected official. And this would be nonviolent. But we will let them know that we're not going to go away. We're coming back, and if they don't do it, we are going to get them removed from office, and then we're going to audit the living daylights out of them to make sure that their fiduciary duties have not been violated in any way, shape, or form. Because I'll tell you, right now, I think we have every one of them on a violation of their fiduciary duty, and I'll tell you what it is. Failure to pass the U.S. budget the last 3 years or 4 years. That is a violation. That is a violation of their fiduciary duty. They spent our money without having a budget. And I do believe that is a Constitution violation, don't you, John?
I think John hit the mute again.
Oh, John hit
John
the mute again? Okay.
He must have. John, he must be multitasking. But, call it, you know, Constitution Day, whatever we want to call it, the Second Revolution, whatever.
And I just call it
9/12/2012.
Yep, the Second
well,
Revolution. Yeah, we could call it the Second Revolution. The Paper Revolution. That's okay.
It's okay.
We were just asking for your comments on that, you know, as far as... like what could we call it? We're just saying 9/12/2012, and like the people who live in the Washington, D.C. area, New York, Philadelphia, and all that, a lot of them could probably drive there, spend Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or even drive back and forth to home and do a good presence there. And I'm saying if Congress all of a sudden decides to be at home with all the Tea Parties and all that getting energized again, we could always meet congressmen right here and say, all right, now here's what we want, and give them a list of everything that we want them to correct and go ahead and correct the wrongs of Congress, because that's what we want them to do. We don't want them having a 3-day work week. when they should be working 5 days a week. We don't want them getting $174,000 and only working 108 days a year. And we don't want them having a lucrative retirement program or health care better than us because we didn't authorize it. And they have
We'll have the list of things that they repeal the Patriot Act, repeal NDAA, repeal Obamacare, repeal your pension plan because you're not entitled to our money. Have the list of things. This is what you're going to do. This is what we the people say, not what you want.
Now, I think we need to start putting this out, like starting this weekend, and just send it to everybody else and saying, what would you like to see in the letter to correct the wrongs of Congress's past and present? That's what I like to call it because that makes it easy. I mean, Congress's past and present, I don't care how far back we go, but they were supposed to develop their work rules and everything else in the best interest of the United States of America and its citizens, not for their benefit. And say, now we found out that you are only doing it to protect your job and you're getting rich at it. Insider trading is out the door, and anybody that was involved in insider trading, we're going to audit them, and we're going to remove all that money if they don't cooperate, all of it. We'll go back into the Treasury of the United States of America, including any monies that they have given to their family members and friends and businesses.
Because I believe I just read that Ron Paul is moving ahead with a bill or something like that to audit the Fed.
That's right. Yeah, he's been saying audit the Fed. Well, I've always been saying audit all of our elected officials, every one of them.
Absolutely.
They are not above the law. They claim that they don't get audited by the IRS because they're so doing such an important job for the people. Bull. They're stealing from the people. It's time to audit them.
Have you guys seen that email that Arnie sends out that has the net worth of some of these congressmen when they started Congress and what they're worth now?
Yeah, I've seen it and I've heard about it. Yeah,
Like
I said,
he's the richest guy in the whole Congress. He's worth $500 million plus.
Who's that?
I mean, he, ISA.
ISA, yeah. But did he make it? Did he make it before he came in, or did he make it while he was there?
Well, no. The one that Arnie sent out, I believe there must be 50, at least 50 Congress people, that their wealth has went 8 to 10 times what it was since they got into Congress.
Right.
And sometimes even more than that.
Yeah. See, now, unless it's really good investments, but if it's insider trading and, you know, and they cannot prove that they got it from their own deal, but they wound up putting a huge bundle on something from Wall Street, then that would be insider trading. And if we suspect insider trading and they don't cop out to it, we'll start doing an investigation on that. We'll put them behind the eight ball in some way. But this is what I think we the people have to do. And since we've gone to Washington, I think the 9/12/2012, if we start getting that out in the email to the different places, people start looking at it and saying, okay, 9/12/2012, and then we just got to come up with the right headlines on it so that people will know that this is going to be something as correct the wrongs of Congress or correct the wrongs of the elected. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Correct the law.
I would suggest
getting
that out to Arnie because he's got a list of all that stuff, and he's pretty good with his words when it comes to that. Not saying that you guys aren't, but I'm sure he will come up with something or help us.
Yeah,
if we can get him on the blog talk maybe next week.
Right. Correct the wrongs of elected 9/12/2012. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
What do you think, Sally? That would be in the subject. That would be in the subject subject line. Correct the wrongs of the elected 9/12/2012.
Right.
And then the very first line we say, plan on demonstrating in front of your elected officials or in Washington, or in the capitals. And that, you know, and just go on the first line where we want them to be. All Tea Partiers.
Yeah,
all patriots.
Forget the Tea Party.
No Tea Party. We're going to say all patriots.
do like Doreen was saying. We're damn mad about it. We're damn fed up. What was she calling it last night?
Oh, I can't remember, but it was a good one.
I'm
damn mad and
damn fed up. Or something.
Yeah, I'm damn mad and I'm not going to put up with it anymore, or something like that. Okay.
Yeah,
all right, okay, I'm going to do that when I get in my computer this today or starting tomorrow and the weekend, and just send that out in that way there, and hopefully we'll get some people, and we can use anybody, and just send emails as to what short emails as to what you would like to see corrected, because then we can go ahead and list the demands in the order of priority.
Okay. 9/12/2012.
Yep.
Returning America to the people.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, I have to sleep on it. My brain's a little fried right now.
Yeah. The only one I like is correcting the wrongs of the elected, 9/12/2012. That's one, but then you got a good one, too. So I think we need to, we can send out different ones as long as we put 9/12/2012. That way we'll get different messages going around the country.
Yeah, and we can send out and ask people to, you know, submit, you know,
submit your complaint. Submit your complaint in one sentence. What would you like to see improved?
I can't do it in one sentence.
I know. Well, okay, two sentences then. I mean, just the headlines. That's all we want from them is the headlines.
The subject line, like
NDAA, you know, repeal the NDAA, repeal this, repeal that. I mean, we may wind up winding up, somebody may say that, repeal whatever that we never even heard about.
Right.
That affected somebody. Or, you know,
okay.
Do something for our wounded warriors, because somebody may have heard something where a wounded warrior was screwed, blued, and tattooed because, you know, from some funds. We want that to make sure that the wounded warrior is taken care of, so we'll go ahead and put that in there. And then we go there and we say, you're either going to do this or you're going to get out of office, because we want these done and we want them done now. And we can go ahead between now and that time, even write the bills in one page, two or three paragraphs, and say, here, vote for these or else you're out of office. Because 9/12 will be before the election.
Okay, let me get something in real quick here. First,
okay.
Reminder that Byron Donalds, he's a congressional candidate for Florida Congressional District 19. He's a GO candidate, and he's going to be calling in about 10, 15 minutes. So when he comes in, we want to let him in. He wants to definitely tell us what he's thinking about this thing. And then one other thing, I went over to the FreedomWorks blog I was talking about, and it is just so funny that these people out here, you know, there's another point that these people are missing, and when I finish here, I'll probably post a comment out there. The other part that people are totally, totally missing when it comes to, you know, voting for Romney versus Obama and all sorts of stuff, if we had a Congress that actually abided by the Constitution, which this is another thing we need to put on our list for 9/12/2012, if we abided by it, they would be impeaching this guy. Obama should be impeached. He doesn't even belong there. Forget his eligibility. Let's talk about the treason. Aiding the enemy of Mexico in the war on drugs routine, giving them guns, arming the Mexicans against us. This other thing was he giving away 7 Alaskan islands to Russia, another enemy. I mean, it doesn't take much to impeach this guy if you had a Congress that actually had any ethics or integrity, too. So while I'm disgusted with Obama and these people who are out here in FreedomWorks, you people are so confused. I don't know if I kept posting, asking them to join the show tonight and to call in if they wanted to comment. I don't know if any of them are in the chat room right now or not. If you are, please call in. Say what you want to say. But, you know, you are clueless in what you're saying here. So Romney is just more of Obama with a slightly, slightly different spin. Romneycare, Obamacare. Would you people figure it out? They both support the Patriot Act. They both support NDAA. They both support the Agenda 21. What is with you people? I don't get you people. Just because, I mean, you are the true ultimate example of a GOP sheeple. We the sheeple of the Republican Party. You've taken an allegiance to a Republican Party, and that's all you care about. It's sick. You people are sick. I'm sorry. I had to say that. Anyway, go back to you now, Charlie.
Well, Let me add one
Charlie?
Thing. A sheeple is a person who is led around by the Republican Party, and a sheeple is also somebody who is led around by the Democrat Party, and they have very little knowledge about or lack some enthusiasm in doing what is right for this country because they have to be told who to vote for, when to vote for them, and what to do. Yeah, go ahead, John.
How about get out of the people's house, 9/12/2012.
Go, get out of our house. Go.
Get out of our house. Yeah, that's the go process. Get out of our house, 9/12/2012. That's G-O-O-O-H.
Well, instead of using theirs, I would just say the people's house, you know.
Yeah.
Because it is the people's house.
That's right.
Well, exactly. It's our house. Get out of our house. And who knows, it may help to bring the GO people forward and to let people understand that GO is all about a different process to elect people. The GO process is outside of these stupid political parties.
That's right.
You know, we're going to probably have to come up with 3 or 4 different sayings because all of a sudden, if I say something one way all the time, then if I go ahead and take your caption, John, and then one from Sally, and we got different ones going around, it's going to catch the eyes of different people.
That's right.
You know, because if I send, let's say I send out 10 different ones, eventually somebody's going to say, well, what is this thing? They'll read it. Because now instead of the one that didn't catch their eye would be get out of our house, but the one that might catch them is something like what we said before.
Or reclaim the people's house.
Yeah.
12/2012.
Yeah. Honesty in government, 9/12/2012. That might catch somebody's eyes. I don't know. But we come up with different ones like that, and then we hit the 1 or 2 sentences that are very short. And with our email, send us your ideas on what you would like to see repealed or what bill you would like to present. And then we present our bills in one page if we can. Because I look at it this way, we write a bill for one page, then you can add the amendments to it later to make it better.
Right.
Right. Make sure it's legal paper.
Yeah, right. Legally done up in a legal manner where when we go there, we can say, all right, we got 10,000 bills that we want you to approve right now before the election. They aren't going to like it.
I didn't mean legal paper. I meant 8x14 instead of 8x11.
Okay, okay. 8x14. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, legal paper.
That gives us 3 more inches.
Yeah.
When I heard
you
say legal, I was thinking more of legal jargon. Legal.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't think my printer handles that.
Yeah, mine neither.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. It's called manual.
All right. You can use 2. You can use 2 pages. How does that sound? But no more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Any
printer, if your printer was created in the last 20 years, you can manually feed the legal paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, you know, I would say that we could probably limit it to no more than 5 pages for any bill.
Yeah.
Double space or space and a half so it's easy to read.
Right.
Yeah, but that way, because some people will use their small font and right next to each other, and the lines all run together. So we want to make it easy to read. We say no more than 5 pages, a space and a half, or double space between the sentences.
Yes, these people are totally out of control. They are just not doing anything for the people.
No.
And that's what they were put there for.
You know what's going to happen, John? We start sending that out this week. We send that stuff out this weekend about repeal the NDAA, repeal the Patriot Act. And we also put down there and say, this is a violation of fiduciary duties. And we start sending that out to all the people we know and also to the media, the requests about having this and planning this thing for 9/12/2012. When it gets to the media, it's going to get to Washington in a heartbeat, probably the first day. And it'll get to almost every elected official within a week. And they're going to say, we better start doing something. It looks like they're going to plan something big. And there's
it
nothing they can do.
similar to that public demand letter. Like, we're demanding 9/12/2012.
Yeah. That's right. We can do something like that. We just got to come up with the right wording so that it really hits the people in the in their eyes, and they see that, uh-oh, we are doing something. Because I've got a lot of people have said, oh, you just talk, 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 and no action. Well, now we can take action. And
enough is enough.
9/12/2012.
Right.
9/12/2012. We're gonna go ahead and go to every elected official's home and also in the offices and demonstrate. And we got enough. I think we have enough Tea Party people, patriots, who will probably do it. But if they don't, if they don't do it in one area, as long as we do it in the majority of the areas, we'll be okay. Like in Wisconsin,
right,
and all this type of thing. We start doing it that way, we'll be okay.
Well,
all right.
I'd sure like to know Scott Walker's take on this Obamacare.
Oh, I think we got a friend looking into that, don't we, Sally?
I don't know. I'm not sure if anybody's checking into what Walker's doing or thinking about it. I'm not really sure. I don't know that. But,
well,
I mean, based on everything else we already know about Walker, I think we pretty much know what his opinion of it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, there is something about Florida that I think, or also that the Medicaid thing, there was something about the states do not have to do it or something because they says they can't force the states to do the extra thing if they don't want or something like that. There was something in there that was the Supreme Court held in abeyance or said that, no, you can't force the state to do that. There was something that they did that looked like it was in favor of the state or in favor of the people. I can't remember what it was, like adding more people to Medicaid.
Well, today just showed us that not only is our Congress and the three branches corrupt, so
yeah,
is the Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's
and
not,
I've
it's
had
not,
that feeling for a while.
Me too. There's still some good court justices, I know. I know we have some good ones yet. But getting to them and getting their backing and also getting it up to Washington is going to be the difficult part. So I think what we're doing now with this 9/12/2012, I think that might be the way to go. But go ahead,
I'll
John.
I'll tell you what, we'll know tomorrow after this hearing in Florida if this judge, Terry Lewis, who's actually a liberal, but Mr. Klayman went in front of him because he's fair. Even though he's a liberal, he's all about the law.
Yeah,
and if he sides with him, because he basically filed another motion asking him to vet this president. He wants to see his documents. The Constitution says that we have to do this.
Right, and Pelosi could really be in big deep doo doo because
she's
the one that.
I hope she is.
Oh, I would love to see that woman just slapped in prison for the rest of her life.
Absolutely.
I don't care if she
shackle
is 70
her
years
up.
Huh?
Put her in shackles. She is such a criminal. It's not
That's
even
right.
funny.
Oh, yeah. And $30 million for the bank that her and her husband are partners in or something like that, and also money for Sunkist or whatever it is. Yeah. This is what we have to do. We have to go after all these earmarks and everything else, and I think this is the way to do it with that 9/12/2012. And we need to get that to Glenn Beck, too.
Yes,
so
definitely.
I'll be working on that over the weekend, too.
How in the world that woman became Speaker of the House is beyond me.
Well, scarier is why she's still there.
Right.
How long has she been in that house? How long has she been in Congress now?
Quite a few years.
She's the ultimate example. She's the ultimate reason for term limits.
Right. Well, so is Micah.
Oh, yeah. Micah's been there 20 years.
Yeah, they all are.
They've all been in there too long. That's why I say just clean house. Get rid of all of them.
Six,
you know, there,
years
there's
to
a
be
few
the
good
maximum.
Ones that might get eliminated, but we got to get back to a true citizen representation, which means no career politicians. If you're a career politician, get the heck out of our house.
Right.
Well,
we're working on it.
Think of the amount of money in the payroll alone for what these people make on an annual basis, plus their benefits, plus their children get to go to school for free. I mean, this is an astronomical amount of money. I never heard of something so stupid. Your father or your mother is a congressman or woman, and your student loan gets forgiven. Christ, there are the people that can afford to pay for it.
Yeah,
not to mention,
loan is forgiven, but other people have to pay.
Right, we pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these elected public servants, they end up having all these book deals and speaking engagements, and that's why I'll go ahead and say it again out there. Please, anybody listening out there, please do not encourage or promote rhinoism like Marco Rubio by buying his stupid book. I mean, if you get a free one, shred it up and send it back to him. Please don't keep promoting the garbage. I refuse to buy any kind of book from anybody who is in public office. I'm not gonna support their garbage. Just not gonna do it.
Nope. Big disappointment in that guy. I think a lot of people were standing behind him. What a terrible.
Well, I can tell you the "I told you so" routine from American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, because we kept telling people. And all the Tea Partiers, instead of just looking at the pretty face and being superficial and saying, gosh, he looks nice. He looks like a nice, honest person, kind of like the guy in the White House, duh. All they had to do was go look at Rubio's voting record. Look what he did as Speaker of the House in Florida, blocking
He's
all
Obama
the immigration bills.
Huh?
What's that?
He's Obama with a mask on. He really is.
Well, he is. He stood next to Obama wanting to spend the billions on high-speed scam rail, just like good old Micah. I mean, the guy was a rhino, and you can anybody that's out there listening, go back to the archives way back when, before the election there. We kept telling people, don't do it. He's a rhino. But he was because he had a pretty face. The reason Obama is elected is because he had a pretty face. And he was a good speaker and had a pretty face. And, of course, there were some who kept saying, yeah, if we elect a black person, we can finally say we're past this. But it was more to do the fact he was an excellent speaker and the pretty face. Americans have been extremely superficial in the way they elect people, which is pretty disgusting.
It is.
So let's see. Well, we don't have Byron here yet, but he should be joining us just about any minute. And I'm real curious to see. I mean, I know he was already against Obamacare, so I'm very curious to see. We had Byron Donalds on. We interviewed him a couple weeks back. So for anybody who's in Florida, Congressional District 19, you ought to listen to it and see what he's got to say. And, again, he was a GO candidate. He was selected from the GO process, which is outside of these political parties, totally outside of the political parties. One of his opponents tried to make a deal because Donalds had been a Democrat in the past. Well, Rick Perry had been a Democrat in the past, and nobody seemed to think about that when he was running for the presidency as a Republican. But the point is, what do you stand for, and what do you believe in, and what will you do? And as part of the GO process, that's a major key. What are you going to commit to doing? And if you fail, you change your vote, you don't do as you're supposed to do, you're committed to come back to your constituents and say why you changed your position on an issue and those kind of things. So the GO process is really good. And
of course,
Byron Donalds is the candidate. Yes.
According to Alex Jones, Rick Perry and Mitch Daniels were seen at the Bilderberg meeting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, way before all this stuff has happened in the last couple of years, Rick Perry, I mean, he's so liberal it's not funny. I mean, again, if people would do the homework on him, it was Rick Perry who's been selling off the highway infrastructures in Texas to the foreign corporations and putting tolls on them. And a toll is a tax, people. Tea Partiers, would you remember that? A toll is a tax. But literally selling them over off to foreign corporations. Centra was the company. Promoting the superhighway, which was all part of the North American Union, which was also a George Bush deal. So, I mean, the parties mean nothing. These people who this loyalty to a party, it's so pathetic. It's so anti-American. And, you know, George Washington, he was so right. You know, people who haven't read George Washington's farewell address lately, go read it and see how relevant it is today. So many things he said. And if you read it, you will see how much Ron Paul is in line with what George Washington said. George Washington was definitely not a nation builder. your other countries, or you treat them the same. You have your alliances. You treat other countries the same. You don't go and play all these crazy games like we have played. You don't squander your credit. Your credit should be used strictly. Your security is tied to your credit. Look what we've done with credit. Look what we've done with China. You know, it's just, the whole thing is so disgusting. The whole thing is disgusting. Anyway,
a toll is a tax on bridges that our tax money helped build. It just blows my mind.
Bridges. It's toll roads. It's not even, it's not even just bridges. It's toll roads. Like here in Orlando, any tourist who's been to Orlando, you had to spend a lot of your money paying tolls. There's only one expressway that doesn't have a toll in Central Florida, and that's I-4. And they're trying to put a toll on I-4 so that the drivers pay for John Micah's scam rail. We already pay three different taxes on gas taxes for the roads, in addition to all the other taxes we pay. And I'm not going to get into the transportation thing, but the whole point why that even got in there was because of Rick Perry, the Bilderberg. I mean, Rick Perry, it was so stupid. Again, but he was a typical Republican candidate. The Republicans don't stand for anything. They're no different than the progressive liberals. That's why you have Romney out there. The Republican Party resents people like Gary Johnson and Ron Paul. They were the ones in the Hunter, too. Huntsman. They were the closer to conservative / libertarian, and the Republican Party rejected them. The Republican Party wants nothing to do with conservative values. And so why these people insist on pledging allegiance to the Republican Party and trashing the Constitution and America, I don't know. I don't get it. I think they're nuts, but that's my opinion.
We've got to amplify the voice of Ron Paul. That's a big issue right now. Because so many people, like I was just telling my neighbor, he said what you said, Sally. Well, if we vote for Ron Paul, that's a vote for Obama. I'm like, no, it's not. Ron Paul is a true patriot.
And you've got the history. All you got to do is go back and see how Ron Paul voted over the years. Go compare Ron Paul's voting history and what he said and what he has preached. I mean, even on MSNBC, they made the joke, Ron Paul is the ultimate example of consistency. This is what he said then. That's what he's saying now. His votes are symbolic. Has he ever voted something different than what I maybe wanted? I don't know. I'd have to go look. But I the things I have looked at, when you go out there and see it, and of course it was always funny with Fox News, so-called fair and balanced, but we all know Fox News is actually just a super PAC for the Republican Party. They tried to trash him, but what you voted, your bills were not passed. Your vote, you did not vote on the side of this. Well, yeah, that's because he was going with the Constitution. You know, what part of this don't you people at Fox News understand, you know? What part of this is Fox News is the media in general, but Fox News, cable Fox News, they're the ones who got Rubio elected. They're doing their best to get Romney elected, and they will trash Ron Paul anytime the Republican Party wants them to. That's just the way they are. They won't even interview him. They will not interview Ron Paul.
The only place I seen him was on Cavuto one day, and that was it.
Yeah. And he was on Huckabee one time, too, and so when Huckabee had a forum where they had the candidates on there. So he did do that. They did do that as well. But by and large, and I mean, I've seen the Fox News when they did the debates, especially the one guy, Cameron, the one reporter, Cameron, that's all I can remember his name.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, how many times he was just downright insulting to Ron Paul? Why are you here when you know you can't win? I mean, that's the way you talk to him. This is what. So that's not reporting. And then Fox News needs to be reporters instead of endorsers. Just don't pretend to be a reporting agency or don't pretend to be a news facilitator by any means, just like the mainstream media. So Fox News, I think their ratings have really gone down the last few years, or a couple of years, I should say. And I know I don't watch Fox News nearly as much as I used to. I used to watch them a couple hours every day on stuff, but I don't. But you can't listen to the news media. You cannot listen to the news media.
They will drive you from that.
Exactly. Well, hoping that we're going to see Byron here any minute, but he's not. He has not shown up yet. He had a lot of things scheduled for today. Yes.
I bet Ron Paul has heartburn tonight, knowing that what happened today with Obamacare being what we believe to be unconstitutional, and him being a doctor himself, and knowing what that's going to do to the actual health care and the medical profession. I mean, I'm sure he's eating in acid right now.
Yeah, I'm looking out here in our chat room. David, you're asking about the Supreme Court ruling today. Yes, we were talking a lot about that in the beginning, and we're still sort of talking about it, but we've decided that today, with the second American Revolution starts today. We have got to get engaged. We have got to take back this country. We need to coordinate some efforts. And we're not talking about violence of any sort. We're talking about a massive, massive, sit-down or whatever you want to call it, squatters,
9/12.
Occupiers.
9/12.
Tea Party 9/12. Occupiers.
Yeah, 9/12.
9/12. Yeah, 9/12, 2012, but tell them what that means in D.C. and at state offices as well. To go in and actually invade Washington, D.C. We, instead of having, let's see, was it 2 or 3 million back on 9/12?
About 2 million people in 9/12 on the original one. And then at Glenn Beck's last year at the 8/28, the Martin Luther King Day, there was about 800,000.
Well, we want to have like 5 million people in D.C. We want it to be packed. We're like sardines. We're going to have the demand notice saying, we're not leaving until you repeal Obamacare. We're not leaving until you repeal the Patriot Act. We're not leaving until you repeal Agenda 21.
NDAA.
NDAA.
Yeah.
Before I forget, what kind of schedule we have going next week? Because I know the 4th is on Wednesday. Are you guys still going to have Bruce on Wednesdays? And
no, I don't think so. Not on that day. That's a holiday.
Yeah. Well,
no, I know
we did
the special for Memorial Day, so I didn't know what.
Well, anything subject to change. We haven't since Wednesday is not one of our regular days. I'm going to get with Bruce and see if there's anything he wants to do. So never say never. We don't have anything planned at this point, but subject to change as needed.
It's coming quick.
Well, you know, if we get people interested in it, we could go ahead and have a show on July the 4th at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Our time here, which would be about 6 o'clock West Coast time.
Pacific, yeah.
Then Thursday, we'll definitely have one on the 5th, Thursday night.
Okay.
Because we got to get this thing going, and we start hitting this in the website. And coming up with different ideas, and eventually somebody's going to come around and hit us all with the right thing that's going to get it going. And if we can get it going up in all across this country about what we've got to do to get this country back together, because I think we've hit on something that will actually take action. And on a federal, state, and local basis, I mean, right here we've got local offices of our elected officials, plus we also have their residents. And we also have the Orange County Commission, the city hall offices, and we also have the Republican Party here, the Democrat Party. I mean, there's a lot of places we can cover on a local basis where people don't have to go to Washington. But a lot of people should go to Washington. Yeah.
I was at Walmart today, and I frequent Walmart. And you can't imagine, I mean, every time I go there, it's got to be 2 or 3 people that I run into or start talking to that have absolutely no clue what the hell is happening to America.
No.
And I look at it this way. If I tell one person, that eventually is going to turn to 250.
That's right.
So
you got
it
right.
3 times a week, you know, that's a couple of thousand people that may get the message. But
that's right.
Man, I'll tell you what, we got a bunch of mummies walking around us.
Well, I got 4x8 signs on my pickup truck. And when I drive around, wherever I park, people look at it, they read it, And, I mean, it logs on them. It says, God gave we the people America. And
he sure does.
And it's, you know, fire Congress in 2012. And that's the big thing, is firing Congress in 2012, because you can see what they're doing. They're just pussyfooting around on everything. They aren't doing anything. They're finding they're finding ways of not doing something instead of finding ways to do something.
And these guys that got in there in 2010, they're just as worthless as the rest of them in there. They ain't doing nothing.
That's right. That's because they all go in there with the intention of doing something, but then they get hoodwinked the moment they get in there and they get indoctrinated. Well, if you want to get along with us up here, you better do what we say.
They're brainwashed. Yep.
They're brainwashed. And I think what that saying is, you'll get rich if you listen to us, or you're going to get out because we'll get rid of you. Because they're party politics, and they've got other people that want to come to Washington for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're right in the Republican Party. So it's like a swinging door. Don't let the door hit you in your butt on your way out. Yeah, because we got somebody else ready to step in your shoes right away. And then they'll find the ones that are in there. And they're all willing to be corrupted.
Yep, you're right.
Okay, David in the chat room was talking about, in a weird kind of way, it was a victory for the people that SCOTUS, Supreme Court, is telling us that when our Congress does stupid things, don't expect the court to overturn it, overturn your Congress. And, I mean, there's a certain element of that I can agree with.
Yeah.
People need to understand Congress is key to this equation. It's Congress who has also failed us.
That's right.
To not appreciate the fact that Congress has totally failed in their duties, just because technically Obama shouldn't even be there now. Obama should be impeached if Congress did its job. If Congress actually abided by the Constitution, we would not be in the financial crisis we're in. We would not be dealing with Obamacare if our Congress was constitutional. And the process of how these people get elected has been so corrupted that it's very difficult to get these people out. Maybe this is one more sign, you know, and it's like, however, but you know what, people, if you keep promoting the stupid political parties and let the super PACs and all this other garbage go on the way it is, nothing's going to change. And that is, I think, the most critical to this whole discussion. There's a lot we can say about the president.
Yep.
And what Obama has done and this kind of stuff. But we've got to truly, Congress is truly the key to this whole discussion.
Right.
And if we keep electing the same morons, nothing's going to change.
David is right in what he's saying. And that's why I'm saying this 9-12-2012. If we start getting that out there and we start planning, even on a local basis, and we get the Tea Parties behind it or the Patriots behind it, we have to concentrate on patriots, people who love their country. Because there are a lot of people that don't even know what the word patriot is. They don't know that it's somebody who's willing to die for this country, and that's what a patriot is. There's a lot of people there that have come into this country for many, many years. They have no idea about the wars or anything like that, but they love America. They're a patriot in a different way. They're a patriot because they love America, but they don't know that a true patriot is somebody who is willing to die for America, such as our founding fathers and all of those 1.2 million brave men and women who did die for this country in World War II and all the way back, Revolution War and Civil War and all that. Because
that's
right.
Many people have died for us.
People have died for us. And that's why we the people, now, even though we don't have a war, now, we have to keep this country free because they died for our freedom. Jesus died for our sins. Our military died for our freedoms. And by George, we need to honor all of them.
Hey, Dave's got a couple other comments in here. Chief Roberts made it clear that the court will not overturn any tax. When Congress passes a dumb tax, we the people need to get rid of Congress, not look to the court to do our job.
He's right.
Of course, the whole time through Obamacare, they kept saying it wasn't a tax. That was a big game, big scam on the people, too.
They lied. He lied to us.
And here's a couple. I'm going to read a couple of the comments from David, and then we'll go back to you guys.
Okay.
Congress failed. We the people, the court said. You elected these idiots. You live with it. Good point.
Right. That's a good
Roberts
point.
gave this battle to Obama, and in doing so gave we the people the keys to victory. And then I understand it. Chief Justice Roberts correctly told the president and Congress that it is a tax, and now we all need to defund it. And just for the record, for anybody out there listening, there's nobody in Washington, D.C. that I voted for. So I can honestly tell you I didn't vote for the status quo of crapola in Washington, D.C. I have been doing my best to evict and get rid of career politicians. I've been doing that for years now. So, okay, let's see. Okay, well, it looks like Byron still has a couple minutes here if he gets a chance to call in, but it doesn't look like he's going to make it on this show, so maybe
he
will.
Right.
Yep. John, are you still out there? My switchboard's kind of looking funny. Okay, I think John had to drop off, even though it's showing that he dropped off, but he's on there at the same time. So it's showing that I think they've been doing some updates to the switchboard, and they need to test it better.
Okay.
So anyway, we're getting down to the last 10 minutes here.
Okay.
And if today...
Well, David, if you're still there and you like this idea about the, like a march on Congress... 9/12/2012, or you have another name for it, or you have any ideas on what they violated that you would like to see repealed, or what we can go after, because I don't know where you're located. You may have something up there that Congress gave some money to an individual who is non-deserving of it, and we don't know about it. It's something that we may be able to look for, because the whole intent of what we want to do is be able to correct all of the wrongs of Congress. And so that's one case I keep saying before. When a congressman gets money for his family to go into business at the taxpayer's expense and they bankrupt the money, we the people deserve to get that money back. And it's either going to come back from that congressman and his family through the sale of their property and everything, or else it comes back from the Congress who failed to read the bill. Those are the types of things we're going to be going after. And I mean... this means that we may wind up going up there with 1,000 complaints or 2,000 complaints, but this is where we're going to hold their cheeks to the grinding stone until they get things done. They will not sit down if they don't do the job of we the people. Yeah.
Yeah, real quick, just so you know, David, I just confirmed. I thought it was David Osborne with Go, person we've worked with on the Go stuff. I did confirm that through the chat room, just so you know who you're talking to.
Well, that was David from Osborne? David Osborne?
Yes, with Go.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
good.
That was him. I thought that was him out there, but I wasn't 100% sure, so I went ahead and confirmed it. Just so you know, that's who you're talking to.
Well, I'm sure David has an idea on what to do as far as the Federal Education Department. He may want to put that down as one of the – repeal the Education Department, get rid of it, and revert it back to the states so that the homeschoolers can take it over.
And he's got a link out there. He's posted some information on Facebook, and the link is in the chat room. So I'll make sure you get that, and you can take a look at what he's got out there too.
Okay, good.
Then, you know, David has definitely been very active in Go and a variety of other political things. So, as his other comment was, I hear you, Charlie, but my plate is full.
Well, good. Well, just make sure you tell the sheriff what we're doing so that if he's a constitutional sheriff, we need all the help we can get, because we may need somebody to help us file this complaint that Sally and I have been working on with the local courts. And we're working on that now. Because it's time to go and put them all to the grindstone and say, we're coming after you one way or the other, and we will get there.
And David's response, laugh out loud.
Never give up, David.
The other thing you were asking is Byron coming on. He was scheduled to come on... If I see him come into the queue, I will definitely put him on. But right now, he is not there. I know he had a couple of other engagements tonight, appointments he was attending, events, and so I don't know whether he ran out of time or what's happened. But I mean, we'll keep an eye out. If he comes on in a couple minutes, we'll still get him out there so he can share his opinion on this stuff. And Marty was talking about up next. Muslims' right to practice Sharia, stoning of Christians. Oh, yeah, that happened today. Stoning of Christians upheld in Dearborn, Michigan. Again, when you can allow the stoning Sharia to allow the stoning of Christians here in the United States of America, have we not fallen?
Hold on. Somebody has allowed the stoning of a Christian in Michigan?
Correct.
That is a violation. That is a violation of the federal laws. And everybody who throws a stone, that would be, what is it? Oh, I'm sure David has a lot of thoughts on that, because that would be totally violent. If it happened to one person, and who would allow that? The judge?
Dearborn police allowed it to go on. Seriously, did you guys hear what went on in Dearborn? There is a show on it. Follow the link. We've got the Blog Talk Radio link on it. But, right to practice Sharia stoning of Christians upheld in Dearborn, Michigan. And I remember seeing something about that, too, in my email someplace earlier today.
That is a violation of the constitutional rights of the person being stoned and also the citizens there who are Christians, because that puts fear in the Christians that those police officers are doing. So therefore, the police officers are implicit in this thing, and they should all be, incarcerated.
And again, I'll go and say, we have no rule of law, we have no borders, we have no sovereignty, we have no representation. The Constitution is trashed and violated in every which way every day. What is the definition of the United States falling? The fall of Rome, the fall of the United States. What's the definition of the fall of the United States if this isn't it? I just don't know what else happens. We're not totally, I'll say technically we're bankrupt. We just haven't filed it formally. And all this corporation of the state incorporated, as we've talked in the past and all stuff.
If we see it on TV and they don't do anything about it, then I'll tell you what, it's going to really be something else, because I'll tell you what, I don't think there's anybody in the United States of America, American, that would allow that to happen, and they would retaliate in that Dearborn, Michigan themselves. That word gets around there. I think there's going to be a lot of people getting shot.
Okay. Let me go ahead and...
Close.
Well, they're saying that Byron has been calling but unable to get through. I don't know what number he would have been calling, because I guarantee I haven't seen him come up in the queue. 347-857-4364. There's no reason why. I can tell you why he wouldn't have been able to get through. I can't explain it. We're on the air. I don't know. We've had people calling in. 347-857-4364 if he wants to check the number and try to get in. But... I can't tell you anything else on that one.
Yep.
Let me go ahead and read a couple other things in here. Dearborn police allowed this to go on. There is a YouTube video. There was a whole group of Christians attacked that police failed to protect. Follow the link to see you there. And then I did hear David saying, I did hear about this. I don't know the details, but certainly there is something to look into. And, okay, let's see. Well, I can only tell, they're saying that Byron's out there. He's not showing up in my queue at all. And I wished I would have realized there was some other problem before. You're not showing up in the queue at all, Byron. So, let's see here.
Call Monday.
Yep, I'm afraid we're going to have to wait till Monday, because there's nothing for me. I can't open a mic because it's not there.
if it's not there on your screen, you can't do nothing, yeah.
Yeah, correct, because I have his number, and I guarantee you there's nobody with his number, with his area code in the queue on the switchboard. So I don't know, but I do know something else is strange happening out there in the switchboard. I see some other stuff, when John, like I told you, John dropped off, but yet his number. Is still up.
All right. Okay. Well,
so anyway, okay.
God bless America.
I apologize.
All right.
God
bless America. God bless our troops. Have a good night. We'll talk to you Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, and have a very enjoyable Independence Day, celebrating our independence from tyranny, and get ready to celebrate another Independence Day from the tyranny from within. Talk to you later.
Okay, well, just so people know that when you call into American Statesman Blog Talk Radio or any of the blog talk shows, your number, your phone number will always show up in the queue. And then if you press 1, it puts a flag on there for you to speak on the air. So I should see him out there in the queue one way or the other, and he's not there. So all I can do is apologize. It looks like I'm going to have to find out from Blog Talk Radio what happened to the switchboard. So anyway, and we're down to the last minute here. And please, Byron, please plan on calling in on Monday. Let's set up a time for you to call in, and we'll be talking about this. I'm sure the discussion is not going to go away over the weekend, and then we can get that covered. We're down to the last 10 seconds of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been a good discussion. Yes, today the second American Revolution has started. We must all get engaged. We must not sit back and take it for what happened with Obamacare and all the other violations of our Constitution. We must restore our Constitution and restore our country. On that note, thank you for tuning in. As always, may God bless the USA, and good night.